Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Radio Edutalk. I'm David Noble in Dalgety Bay, and have on the show this evening Lynn Jones, and we're going to be talking about an interesting kind of practitioner inquiry and research event that's coming up in November. But first of all, good evening, Lynn.
Good evening, David.
And listeners to the show, I'm sure I'll have heard you on Edutalk before. Can you just give us a kind of reminder of what your roles are within Scottish education, and then give us an idea about what this inquiry meet is going to involve in a few weeks' time?
Okay, my name's Lynn Jones. I'm a primary teacher. I've worked mostly in West Lothian recently. I've just completed a master's at Edinburgh University. I'm waiting on my results nervously. But aside from that, I've been asked to become a curator at Pedagoo, and I helped organised Pedagoo Primary, which took place earlier in the year. And Fergal Kelly, one of the founders of Pedagoo, had a fantastic idea that rather as an alternative to a teach meet where teachers come together and share about practice, practical things that are going on in their classroom, that there's quite a few people now involved in doing practitioner inquiry. So why not invite folk to share about their practitioner inquiries, bring people together. So that was the idea. So I'm taking forward inquiry meet, jumping on the bandwagon really, and taking that forward after Fergal kind of came up with it.
Lynn, I know that jumping in. Many people will have heard of Pedagoo, but can you just kind of capture what the kind of ethos is around Pedagoo and indeed what its activities have been and sort of the plan is for the moment. And I understand the event's also been held in partnership with the Scottish College for Educational Leadership as well as the GTCS.
That's right. So Pedagoo is a movement really of teachers who are interested in sharing practice and things that are going on in their classroom, there's a website where people can post. So if you don't have your own blog, then you can post a blog post on the Pedagoo site, or if you do have a blog, then you can kind of repost it. It can be cross-posted on the site, but probably the thing that people who are on Twitter will be they might have come across before is the hashtag Pedagoo Friday. So today is a Pedagoo Friday, and there's absolutely tons of teachers right across the UK, right across the world actually, who have got into this idea of posting just a wee, well, 140 characters, one thing, the best piece of learning that's happened in the previous week. So I'm looking at today's Pedagoo Friday thread at the moment, and there's absolutely loads, primary, secondary, all sorts of areas of the curriculum. So generally it's a positive sharing idea, and by teachers for teachers, all that kind of grassroots. That's the idea behind it. And there is two Scottish educators, Fergal Kelly, who we've mentioned already, who works out in East Lothian, and Kenny Piper, who's an English teacher in South Lanarkshire. They kind of got the ball rolling back in, well, according to this, at least 2011. Between them, there's been various Pedagoo events based around teach me ideas and learning conversations. I think next week there's been a Pedagoo local takeover, so there's lots of local Pedagoo events. I know there's ones in Peebles and Ayrshire and Glasgow and probably others all over other parts of Scotland, but also in south of the border as well. So that's where people who want to run events with the Pedagoo ethos, if you like, they've kind of taken the opportunity to have for these Pedigoo local events all to happen on the same day. So that's the, you know, the nice idea is that, right, well, we know that Pedigoo-minded people right across the country are all doing the same kind of thing at the same time. I think it's this weekend that that's happening, because I was hoping to get to the Glasgow one, but I don't think I'll manage. But still, tons of other people are going to be doing that.
Yeah, and I believe, maybe worth saying at this point, if you just Google inquiry meet, all one word, then you should be able to get a link to the event that we're actually talking about. This one that's going to take place on Saturday the 14th of November, and I believe it's at Grangemouth High. So the question is, Lynn, you know, why should folk go along? And you know, you're looking for people actually to think a bit deeper and maybe consider presenting or running some kind of workshop. You know, how's the event going to, who's it going to operate on the day?
Okay, so as you said, we've got some support from the SCEL, from Scotland's College of Educational Leadership, and also GTC Scotland. They're also supporting. And their support, really, GTCS is, last time I had spoke to somebody from GTCS, they were hoping to be able to help us with the catering. So I know on the website it says that food will be provided, but you'll need to pay. Well, we're hoping that that won't be the case, that the refreshments will be free on the day. And the SCEL, they have offered to pay for the posters to be printed, which is great. But they don't, just because they're paying for them, they're not going to keep them. The people who have sent the posters in, presented their inquiries, they you'll get to take away your posters at the end. So I think that's a bit of a good deal, if you ask me. Who else is going to be there? So David Cameron, the real David Cameron, not that one from Downing Street, he is going to be the MC for the day. The whole event is going to be opened by Valerie Drew, who's lecturer in professional education and leadership in the School of Education at Stirling University. So she, as well as that and other roles at the University of Stirling, she also leads on national partnership projects with local authorities, engaging with school-based curriculum development through this methodology called critical collaborative professional inquiry. So she'll be able to give a kind of opening address, which if there's people who are not quite sure what a professional inquiry is or are intrigued and don't know where to start, maybe Valerie will give us a kind of good overview and some information which might inspire some people to get up and go. And if that doesn't work, if Valerie doesn't quite convince you to do it, then at the moment we've got we've got 14 at least, there's going to be at least 14 presenters who are going to present their inquiries. Either there's a mixture of ways to do this, and we're certainly still open if people still want to say, had one person get in touch today, so there's still time. If you're interested in being a presenter, please let us know as soon as. So there you could present in a learning conversation, where that the time frame for that would be 20 minutes to talk about your inquiry, and then 20 minutes question and answer. It would be to a smaller group, wouldn't be the whole, because we've got at least over 60 people who are saying that they're interested in attending. So it wouldn't be to all 60, it would be to a smaller group of people. So you'd present for maybe 15-20 minutes, and then same amount again of time for Q&A, so interaction and audience participation. Or an alternative, if you're not quite as up for that long slot, then we're hoping to be able to run a session where it would be kind of short, sharp input, so maybe 7 minutes to present, so it would be very concise, with no question and answers necessarily. But then because there would be breaks, you know, comfort breaks and a lunch break, if people were intrigued by what they'd heard on these shorter sessions, and they could always come and speak to you about it, or all the posters will be displayed in an exhibition around the gym hall at Grangemouth High School. So we can only say thank you to head teacher Paul Dunn for that. That's great. He's going to let us use the building. So we're going to get all these posters up in an exhibition so people can go and peruse these at their leisure. 7 minutes for that. Or if you're really either a really fast talker or a little bit nervous, then there could be a there's some 3 minute slots as well. So there's various things, and even if you're miles and miles away, because we've got in contact with the universities at Highlands and Islands and Aberdeen, or anybody who's out there living in further away places, if you can't make it to Grangemouth on the day but you would like to share still, you could always send your poster in a PowerPoint format or a PDF format to the Inquiry Meet email, and it could still form part of the exhibition. And we're encouraging people who are submitting posters to put their contact details on there, so that people who are interested can you know, start some kind of dialogue subsequent to Inquiry Meet, which, as I say, will take it taking place on Saturday, the 14th of October. And November,
of course. November. So Saturday, the 14th of November, yeah. And just finally, Lynn, I'm wondering if you can kind of capture then what you're hoping, or what Pedigoo plus the partners are hoping, mm-hmm. will be the kind of outcomes from this event. Is it going to be about, you know, allowing, say, individual teachers and schools who come along and maybe are a bit nervous to network and maybe even come up with an inquiry themselves, or is it about, dare I say, putting a bit more pressure on it, a bit maybe increasing the expectation among the profession that, come on, this is part of the standards and it's all linked in with professional update? Is it about being there to kind of say, look, there's going to be support on hand, whether it's maybe more formal, so to speak, through the universities or through kind of grassroots, as you say, kind of level support?
I think it's a bit of all of that. This is the first one, so it'll be what it'll be. There's certainly some, I know for a fact that there's some student teachers coming from at least two of the teacher education institutions. I can tell that by the emails, giveaway, if it says uni dot strath, whatever. So we know we've got some student teachers coming along as well. So it is a bit about, you know, this is happening, teachers are engaging in this. Also, I should have said SCEL and GTCS, they'll be and the GTCS person who's supporting us, Charlene, she's got a lot of knowledge about practitioner inquiry and things that are going on in different places, and she was talking about perhaps doing a session on where people who were interested but not quite sure how to start, if they're not already doing any involved in a accredited course or supported in one of the pilot projects. There's various pilot projects going on in some authorities, but if you're just thinking about it at this point, Charlene was suggesting that she might do a session which would kind of talk you through the steps. So it's a bit of all of those things that you said, sharing the fact that it's going on already. There is this level of expectation, but also there's plenty of potential, I would suggest, for people who are there to do this networking and perhaps find somebody who they might want to collaborate with on an action research, or somebody who's doing something similar to them and might be really mutual support as they carry on and go through the next stages or whatever. We've got all sorts of people, all sorts of different inquiries. There's ones about creative play in nursery, talk in early years, using apps to support independent learning in advanced higher, something about employability skills across senior phase, learning two additional, what do pupils think about learning two additional languages at school. There's one about PE. What's the impact of a particular PE approach called BMT on learner cognition is one of the things that's coming in. There's a couple of mystery ones. We still don't know what they're about, but we've been confirmed that it's definitely going to come in. So there's a couple of surprises. But what we're hoping to do is that all the posters and all the everything, they'll be ready. They'll be with us by early October. Then they'll get printed and things like that. And as soon as possible after the 5th of October, then we'll put a program together, which will mean that people who are interested, those 60 plus people who are already on the list, and anybody else who wants to join, there'll be a program. So there'll probably be about three, if possible. We'd like to have three sessions running at the same time, and then you indicate your preference for the sessions during the day. So we might be able to run, we're hoping to be able to run at least three lots of three, and hopefully even more than that. So you'll certainly get your lunch, and you might get an afternoon cup of tea as well. We need to see how many posters we get in the final count, but at the moment it's looking really healthy. So all I can say is anybody who's interested in education and particularly inquiry and research, this would be a great event to support teachers in developing their use of inquiry in their practice, either through coming in to listen or actually presenting what you've done and, talking with others and seeing how others respond to what you've done. Great opportunity, and I'm really interested to see how
it sounds fascinating, Lynn, and I think somebody who's been involved in many teach meets, it's something different, which I think we're always looking for as well, and a bit more focused as well. So certainly, as Radio Edu Talk will be there in some way, whether it's John and myself or the roving mics getting sent across. So there'll be plenty of opportunity for people who can't make the event to catch up on some of the sessions, but it sounds very much like the kind of event that people should try and make an effort to actually get to. So can you just leave us, Lynn, then with maybe a couple of links? Is it the Pedagoo site? And mm-hmm. We're just wondering with social media, whether beforehand or on the day, what's the hashtag? What should we be following?
So the hashtag is Enquiry Meet, all one word. That's the hashtag to use. On Pedagoo, so the email, the website where you'll find out, because there's even a template. Fergal's so organised that he's even got a template that you can just download and put your text in if you want. So the place to find that is www.pedagoo.org/Enquiry Meet, all one, and that'll take you to where you need to be. And at that point, you've got all the information, as I say, you need. But you can drop us a line and say that you're interested in taking part at the bottom of that page there, whether it's as a presenter or attendee at the moment. And as I say, from the 5th of October, we'll let everybody who's expressed any kind of an interest, we'll let you know as soon as the programme is prepared. If you want to send a specific email, and it'll come to me via Pedagoo, enquirymeet, all one word, @pedagoo.org. So either of those, or the hashtag enquirymeet, and I'll be scanning for that all the time.
Great stuff, Lynn. Well, listen, that's been great to have you on. Saying the Enquiry Meet's a first in many ways, and yeah, this is our first Friday evening Edu Talk broadcast, so I think it's maybe time for us both to go our separate ways and enjoy the rest of our restful Friday evening. But best wishes for the event, Lynn, to yourself and all the colleagues at Pedagoo, and I sincerely hope that it's the first of many Enquiry Meets. So we'll talk again soon, Lynn.
Thank you very much, David. I just have to say thank you very much to Fergal Kelly for the idea and for letting us kind of take it and run with it, me and Charlene and Mark and David and Orville and everybody. So thank you very much.